Pictures of 2.5-year-old Mohammed before his parents took him to the hospital. He had chills, sweats, and a temperature that wouldn't drop. The doctors administered a paracetamol syrup and discharged the young boy, but the fever wouldn't go away. It got worse, so again they gave him the syrup. 6 days later, young Mohammed died from kidney failure.
It was painful, so hard to accept, but hence we don't have any choice. You did your best and go to the hospital. At the end of the day, there was no good treatment that we can see, you know, because they were treating him on malaria before knowing that it was a renal failure. So it was very disturbing and scary.
The Gambia's health ministry says at least 40 children have died from kidney failure since June. Health authorities fear the paracetamol syrup meant to stop the children's fever may have killed them. They haven't ruled out the possibility of an E. coli outbreak either. The bacteria can be found in meat or in dirty water. The country is experiencing the worst flooding in 50 years. Sewage water is overflowing and waterborne diseases and bacteria spreading.
So what we are saying is that we have an increase in the acute kidney injury following usually vomiting and diarrhea. So our initial investigation showed most likely E. coli. We identified 0157 type of E. coli, that's a toxin producing one. But further investigation shows that there could be a link between the drugs being taken, especially paracetamol, which have been sent, the syrup type, which has been sent to different laboratories for investigations.
For now, the government has banned pharmacies from selling paracetamol syrup.
The health authorities in Gambia do not have the facilities to test the paracetamol syrup, so they've sent some samples to Dakar, neighboring Senegal. Researchers here are trying to find out whether these samples have been contaminated or tampered with.
In hospitals, medical staff are prescribing alternative paracetamols to sick children. But the unexplained death has brought fear to parents, leaving them wondering whether bringing their children to hospital will make them better or not. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.